The head of the new Transportation Security Administration resigned today. John McGaugh took the helm of the agency soon after it was created last winter, and recently criticism of the agency has become intense. The Transportation Department said McGaugh will be replaced by Admiral James Loy, the former commandant of the Coast Guard. Joining us now to talk about these developments is NPR's Marianne Akers. First of all, Marianne, was McGaugh forced out?
Well, he has had health problems over the past year, and the Transportation Department gave no official reason, but administration officials and lawmakers say yes, he was forced out. The criticism of McGaugh and the TSA itself has come from just about everybody, from lawmakers, airlines, airport directors, and even passengers. Lawmakers have complained about the soaring costs at the agency. They say, you know, it's spending way too much money as it's trying to federalize airport security by the end of the year. They say the deadlines they set are slipping, and they've complained about the huge number of people that the agency is hiring. We've all heard the recent reports about undercover tests showing weapons and fake bombs are still getting past security checkpoints.
Are all of these problems being blamed just on McGaugh?
No, they're not. But lawmakers say he hasn't really been a reassuring messenger. In recent weeks, as lawmakers have been debating creation of this Department of Homeland Security, they've held the TSA up as a big warning signal. Congressman John Mica, in fact, whose idea it was to create the TSA in the first place, now says he's afraid he may have created a monster.
Was there one particular big disagreement that lawmakers had with McGaugh?
Well, lawmakers really got bent out of shape over the issue of guns in the cockpit. Under the law, it was up to McGaugh as leader of the TSA to decide that issue, and he said no, he's opposed to allowing pilots to carry guns. But members of Congress who supported arming pilots were very persistent. In fact, last week, they were successful in getting the bill passed in the House, and they're going to try to do that in the Senate. Even lawmakers who normally wouldn't support gun rights issues are latching on to the bill to arm pilots, because they say they don't have faith in the TSA anymore. For example, they say they don't think McGaugh has worked fast enough to hire air marshals.
Very briefly, can you tell us a little bit about Admiral Loy, McGaugh's successor?
Well, Loy was commandant of the Coast Guard until just recently. He moved over to the TSA, actually, to become chief operating officer of the agency. So he's very well positioned to take the job.
Thanks very much, Marianne.
Thank you.
NPR's Marianne Akers.
The House Ethics Committee is considering whether to follow the advice of its counsel and recommend the expulsion of Congressman James Traficant. The committee found that the Ohio Democrat, who has already been convicted on bribery and racketeering charges, violated House procedures. Now the lawmakers need to decide on a penalty. Traficant tried to fend off expulsion by insisting he was not only innocent, but a victim of a government vendetta. At the same time, as NPR's Andrea Seabrook reports, Traficant said he expects to wind up in prison.